Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The case, the South Africa's case against Israel at the ICJ continues, and in fact, we know what a farce it is. We know how bizarre it is that it is South Africa taking Israel. We also see that Cuba has joined. I mean, if that wasn't so pathetic, it would be funny. Who's next? North Korea. Either way, it still does significant reputational damage to Israel. But where is it at? What is the latest there? Dr. Tal Mimran, he's an associate professor at the Tzfat Academy Academic College, and he's the academic coordinator of the International Law Forum of Hebrew University. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Great to be with you.
Nice to be with you. Nice chatting. Give us a sense of where it's at, because, you know, unless we're following it in the press, we don't really have a sense of the process.
So the latest scandal revolves around Judge Nawaf Zalam from Lebanon, which was recently nominated as Prime Minister of Lebanon. And during his first public speech, he referred to Israel as the enemy, which Lebanon must fight against.
Wow.
So many were surprised. How does the president of the ICJ take upon himself a political role and also taking such a significant stance in relation to an issue which he only recently dealt with? So I have to say that I am surprised that people are surprised, because already in the past, for two times, in two previous instances, Judge Zalam was nominated as a possible candidate for elections for Prime Minister of Lebanon. In fact, while Hezbollah was now excluded from the political process because its strength declined after the war with Israel, in the past, Nawaf Zalam was the favored nominee on behalf of Hezbollah as well. In addition, in various interviews that he held, which were done in French, I guess he assumed that we don't understand French.
Yes.
So he stated very clearly that he supports the Palestinian cause, and he also supports the BDS movement. So this is yet another indication that the ICJ process is just another long arm of the BDS process against Israel. And it turns out that Judge Nawaf Zalam was an influence agent within this operation. Now, I wish that our only problem was with Nawaf Zalam. In fact, the problem is broader than that. I can give you another example.
Yes, please do.
Of Judge Hilary Charlesworth,
right,
from Australia.
Yeah.
Judge Charlesworth is sitting as part of the advisory board of a journal that published a collective statement which affirms its commitment to Palestinian freedom and solidarity, including struggling through BDS and etc. In addition, the statement calls for the termination of Israel as a Jewish state.
Wow.
So this is another sitting judge in the ICJ. And we have other examples. We have examples of the Chinese judge Hugh Henkin, and of the judge from Somalia, Judge Abdulkawi Ahmed Yusuf, which have very clear opinions that were expressed in over than three cases in the past about the jurisdiction of the court. Namely, they are usually very hesitant to allow jurisdiction for cases which try to harness a certain regime, be that IHL or be that the regime which deals with genocide, in order to bring a side to a court, while actually dealing with a completely different issue. Mm. So while those judges were against misuse of jurisdictional issues in the past, in very similar cases, including ones that dealing with genocide, when it comes to Israel, all is well. Welcome, you are invited to the court,
is this
nothing
not,
is wrong.
Is this not something that Israel should be utilizing? And normally, and I'm sure it works the same pretty much anywhere else in the world, here in South Africa, a judge has to recuse themselves if they have a history, or they've got something connected to the case, or if there's anything really that's going to preclude them from making a fair passing a fair judgment, and should they not do that, the parties have the ability to demand it or ask for it.
Absolutely. So the ICJ statute in Article 24 also allows for a situation in which there is a special reason for a judge not to sit in a case, for example, when there is a concern of impartiality.
Correct.
And Israel could have invoked this article before the court. But I think that there is a concern to do so, because if you are trying to raise such a claim, and especially I gave you now example of four judges, and we could have expanded the discussion to other judges as well. So it on the strategic level, it is concerning or alarming to try and move forward with such a request and eventually have this request denied and having those judges nevertheless ruling in your case. And I think that Israel should have done so, notwithstanding this fear, because we saw already during the proceedings that Israel is not getting its day in court. For example, in one of the earlier processes of intermediary request by South Africa, Israel was requested to reply in very swift timelines. And in fact, some of the rulings against Israel relied on documents that were published after Israel submitted its view to the court. So this goes against very basic principles, for example, the right to be heard. And the person who was in charge of the proceeding and the person who controlled the timelines and which documents to consider and not was Judge Nawaf Salam. So we don't have a theoretical problem here. We have a theoretical concern that crystallized and materialized before our eyes. So it materialized in the sense of violating Israel's right to be heard, and it materialized in the sense that now Nawaf Salam is leaving the court to become what he always wanted to be, or what he always was, in fact, a politician, and expressing his personal opinions. So this is a very concerning situation, and Israel is really stuck between a rock and a hard place here, because there is no good way out of it. Israel cannot raise now
I was going to ask that. Can this not be raised at a later stage? If something comes to light about a judge, surely it can be.
The credibility of your claim is minimized with every day that passes. With every day that you accepted the authority of the judge, the question will be raised, well, why now? It was something that Israel was able to do beforehand, but now I think that it is the role of the media and the experts and the civil society to raise up those issues. Because we are seeing here a situation in which the International Court of Justice, the principal judicial organ of the UN, which is entrusted with, amongst other things, to support states in maintaining their sovereignty, we are seeing the misuse of this entity in order to block Israel from exercising its right of self-defense in the war, which is, without any doubt, the most just war it had to ever take part in since its existence.
My worry is when you're relying on the media to fight the battle for Israel, then we are in a very, very difficult situation. But it's such an interesting conversation and an important one, because certainly I was not aware. I knew, obviously, of the bias, but I was not aware of the extent that the cards are stacked against Israel. Dr. Tal Mimran, thank you. As always, he is a professor, an associate professor at the Sfat Academy Academic College.